USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Boeing CEO Dennis Muilenburg is out. In a statement, the board of directors said it decided they needed a change of leadership to restore confidence in the company. Financial analyst Kelly Brothers says the delays surrounding the 737 MAX fix is likely why Muilenburg is out.
For whatever reason, they have not been able to get the plane back in the air. That impacts a lot of people, not only at Boeing, but their vendors, their customers.
President Trump is calling the impeachment process the most unfair trial in the history of Congress. The president on Twitter is also accusing House Speaker Nancy Pelosi of breaking all the rules, as she has not forwarded the articles of impeachment to the Senate. Pelosi is defending her decision, saying the House can't choose their impeachment managers until they know how the trial will be conducted in the Senate. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Our prime responsibility is protecting our families, but we also need to protect our families' assets. For years, I've studied economics in the Bible and as a financial professional. I'm Dr. Tom Barrett. I found gold to be the best way to protect assets from a government gone wild. Gold is ridiculed by leftist elites who say it's old-fashioned and not suitable for financial planning. But gold is anything but outdated. Smart families use it as part of their retirement plans. Gold has been the only universally recognized money since the beginning of time. Precious metals are the only money in the Bible, and they're the only constitutional money. Your paper money is just government IOUs backed by nothing. No paper money has ever survived. They crash, on average, in 27 years. The dollar will not be the first to defy this law of economics. Learn more at investmentgradegold.com. That's investmentgradegold.com for your free 10-10-10 financial survival plan.
The Taliban is claiming responsibility for an attack on an American convoy that killed at least one soldier. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The Taliban claiming responsibility for an attack on an American convoy earlier today that left one U.S. soldier dead in Afghanistan. A spokesman for the organization saying that several other U.S. and Afghan troops were wounded. The attack reportedly took place in the Kunduz province, in an area that has seen numerous insurgent attacks in recent months.
Bad weather is threatening to dampen the holiday spirit on the first full day of Hanukkah and just 2 days before Christmas. A record number of more than 115 million Americans are expected to travel by car, train, or plane over the holidays. As far as if you're traveling by plane, TSA Administrator Dave Pekoski says,
be a bit patient because there's a lot, you know, when you show up at an airport during this time of year, I mean, there's a lot of traffic and then just a lot more people.
USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
There's a new number one at the box office, and USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the films and the numbers.
There's a new number one at the box office.
Yes, it's in.
Star Wars Episode 9, The Rise of Skywalker, is the new number one, bringing in a total of $175 million in receipts. Dropping down to number two, Jumanji The Next Level, taking in $26 million. Number three, Frozen 2, still on the charts with $12 million. Cats is dropped down to number four with $6.5 million. At number five, Daniel Craig stars in Knives Out, bringing in $6.1 million. Number six, the movie about Fox News called Bombshell, bringing in $5.1 million. Number seven, the new Clint Eastwood movie, Richard Jewell, bringing in $2.6 million. Queen and Slim is at number eight with $1.9 million. Black Christmas is number nine with $1.8 million. And tying it, Ford versus Ferrari at number 10, also bringing in $1.8 million.
And finally, Week 16 of the NFL wraps up on Monday night with the Minnesota Vikings hosting the Green Bay Packers. Kickoff is set for just after 8 o'clock Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.